The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Atara planning Phase 3 trials of ATA188 in non-active SPMS, PPMS. Atara Biotherapeutics plans to launch two Phase 3 clinical trials of its investigational immunotherapy, ATA188, in people with non-active progressive forms of multiple sclerosis. Whether efforts for these trials will go forward, however, depends on positive results from an interim analysis of the Phase 2 portion of the EMBOLD trial, expected in the coming months. Interim findings will also inform the optimal size needed for EMBOLD, currently enrolling progressive MS patients at U.S. and Australian sites. To meet its goals, Atara's plans for ATA-188, along with results from EMBOLD's Phase 1 part, were detailed in a company investor presentation. In MS, the body's immune system wrongly recognizes myelin, the fatty protective sheath around nerve fibers, as foreign, mounting an immune attack against it. This leads to progressive myelin loss and nerve cell death. While the disease is thought to be caused by a combination of genetic and environmental factors, a growing body of evidence points to Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, infection as its leading cause. Mostly known for causing infectious mononucleosis, or mono, EBV infects about 95% of the adult population at some point in life. After infection, which can go unnoticed by most people, the virus lingers in the body in a dormant form inside B cells, a type of immune cell involved in the abnormal immune attacks that drive neurodegeneration in MS. Notably, compelling evidence of a cause-and-effect relationship between EBV and MS was provided early this year in a study that analyzed more than two decades of data covering over 10 million U.S. military members. Infection with EBV, but not other viruses, was found to both precede and be necessary for MS development, increasing the risk of the disease by 32 times, the strongest link yet. A separate study published just weeks later showed that this link may be due to structural similarities between an EBV protein and certain brain proteins. While fighting off the virus, antibodies produced by B cells against EBV may accidentally bind to these proteins in the brain, triggering immune attacks that damage nerve cells. As such, therapies aiming to clear EBV from the body could help lessen MS symptoms. Infused directly into the bloodstream, ATA-188 is made of T cells, immune cells with the ability to fight infections and other threats, modified to target and kill EBV-infected B cells. To be more scalable and efficient, the therapy uses T cells collected from healthy donors instead of the patients themselves. ATA-188 received fast-track designation from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as a potential treatment of both non-active primary and secondary progressive MS, PPMS, and SPMS. This designation is expected to speed the therapy's clinical development and regulatory review. The two-part Phase 1-2 EMBOLD trial is evaluating ATA-188's safety and effectiveness in adults with non-active PPMS and SPMS. Of note, there is currently no approved treatment for people with non-active SPMS. In its Phase 1 part, 24 patients were given one of four escalating doses of ATA-188 and followed for 1 year to determine the best dose for further testing in the study's placebo-controlled Phase 2 part. Among those completing the 1-year assessment, 18 chose to enroll in its open-label extension, or OLE phase, in which they are receiving one ATA-188 infusion every year for up to 4 years. Previously reported results showed a dose response effect for ATA-188, with patients given the two highest doses, 20 and 40 million T cells, being more likely to achieve clinical improvements at 1 year. Notably, these improvements were associated with a significant increase in magnetization transfer ratio, or MTR, an MRI biomarker considered to reflect myelin density, indicating fewer lesions and potential remyelination, or myelin repair. Newly presented data concerning up to 3.5 years of follow-up, indicated that 20, or 83.3%, of the 24 patients experienced a sustained stabilization, 13 patients, or improvement, 7 patients, meaning a lessening in their functional disability, as assessed with the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS. Some of these improvements reflected the return of previously lost functions, such as the ability to walk unaided or for longer distances, suggesting a reversal of disease progression, Altera reported. The therapy was found to be generally safe and well-tolerated across all doses. Up to 80 PPMS and SPMS patients with evidence of past or current EBV infection are currently being enrolled in EMBOLD's Phase 2 part. They will be randomly assigned to 2 cycles of either the optimal dose of ATA188 or a placebo. After 1 year of follow-up, patients in the placebo group will receive 2 cycles of ATA188, while those originally assigned to the therapy will be given 1 cycle of the therapy and 1 cycle of placebo, according to the trial's NCT document. After these 2 years, Phase 2 participants may choose to enroll in an open-label extension study and be treated once a year for up to 3 years. Atara now plans to conduct a formal interim analysis of both safety and efficacy data, with the main goal being reductions in the EDSS scores, indicating less disability at 6 months. The company noted Phase 1 trial data suggested that EDSS reductions at 6 months strongly predict sustained improvements at 1 year. Other efficacy measures and biomarkers, such as MTR, will also be analyzed. Interim results will be used to determine the number of trial participants needed to achieve enough statistical power to detect significant differences between ATA188 and a placebo. While Atara expects to meet the target enrollment of 80 patients soon after the interim analysis, findings may indicate a need to enroll more patients. These data will also help to inform the design of 2 parallel global Phase 3 trials, one in people with non-active PPMS and another in non-active PPMS patients. If positive, results from these trials are expected to support further submissions of regulatory applications seeking the therapy's approval. Atara is also planning Phase 2 trials of ATA188 in other MS patient populations, including clinically isolated syndrome, relapsing remitting MS, and active progressive MS. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, PhD, on April 19, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on April 15, 2022. Upon reflection, I'm determined to seize the day. Do you think about death? I do, a lot. I mean, like almost every day. Don't get me wrong, I'm not suicidal, and I'm trying not to sound morbid. I love my family, my friends, and my life. I'm not depressed, but I do think about what's down the road, around the next bend. Usually it's just a brief, I wonder when, moment. But sometimes it's, will I leave suddenly or slowly? Will my body go first, or will my mind gradually fade away? It can't be that unusual for a guy in his 7th decade to be thinking these thoughts, right? Especially a guy who has multiple sclerosis. The only question I remember asking my neurologist when he told me more than 41 years ago that I have MS is, will it shorten my lifespan? His answer was that statistics showed I might live about 7 years less than a healthy person. Incredibly, that figure has barely budged since I was presented with it back in 1980. Despite all the advances in treatment in the past 4 decades, the lifespan of a person with MS is still predicted to be about 5 to 10 years shorter than the general population. That statistic means a lot more to me today than it did when I was 32. That's especially true considering a study, which hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, that I recently read. Researchers at the University of Colorado, the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C., and the Virginia Commonwealth University estimate that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the average life expectancy in the U.S. dropped nearly 2.26 years between 2019 and 2021 to 76.6. That's some stick in the eye when you have MS and turn 74 in a few months. My response? What's a guy to do? I can say, woe is me, or I can follow the advice of poet Horace, who wrote, Carpe Diem, in 23 BC, meaning, seize the day. I've always tried to do that while living with MS. I follow the words of motivational speaker Vivian Green, who wrote, "Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain." As I wrote in a column 3 years ago, I live with my MS as best I can. I don't battle it. I live with it. I go with the flow. So my wife and I are about to head out on a short vacation with our kids and grandkids, and I'll probably do some dancing in the rain. Carpe diem. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.